It's now time for our regular crossing to Deutsche Welle out in Bonn. Our colleagues in Germany will tell us what's happening in Europe. Joining me today, Helen Sini, producer of Inside Europe. Welcome, Helen. Good to have you, as always. Maybe we should start in France, and we've seen quite a lot of the violent protests on our TV. Hundreds of thousands of protesters clashing with police over the government's plans to reform the pension system. A lot of anger, legislation in terms of moving the official retirement age from 62 to 64, and pension for French people, of course, is sacrosanct. What's at stake here, Helen?
Yeah, good morning, Clarence. As you say, there's an awful lot at stake here. Possibly even President Emmanuel Macron's presidency is at stake. Now, it's the second time he's tried to reform the pension system during his presidency. As you say, there have been massive protests and strikes. On Tuesday, for example, there were over 90,000 protesters in Paris alone, and an unprecedented 13,000 police were deployed across the country. Now, Macron argues that the retirement age needs to be raised from 62 to 64 for the pension fund to stay solvent. But trade unions are against that. They say it threatens workers' rights. They propose a tax on the wealthy or higher payroll contributions from employers. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the government forced the reform legislation through Parliament without it being voted on. And the backlash to the government led to a no confidence vote, which Macron only very narrowly survived. But the protests have brought millions onto the streets, and it's proving to be the greatest domestic crisis of his second term in office. There could be a breakthrough. France's Constitutional Council now says it's going to issue a much-awaited verdict on April the 14th on whether the government's plans to increase the retirement age are in line with constitutional rules. But for the time being, there's no indication that the unrest will die down, Clarence.
In the meantime, this is not the first time such a raise in the official retirement age has happened in France, is it?
No, it's not. This is the second time that Macron's tried to reform the pension system, but it's proving tricky. I mean, even if this reform went through, the French would still be relatively well off compared to a lot of the other Europeans, but I guess you don't want to give up, you know, what you've got, sort of thing.
And pension, very important to the French. And let's go to Finland. Finland's application to join NATO received a boost this week. The Hungarian government apparently approving its membership. But how significant is this?
Well, Hungary's decision is very important because the government in Budapest had been dragging its feet on supporting Finland's accession to NATO. And of course, if a country wants to join NATO, then all of the alliance's 30 members need to ratify its application. So now Turkey is the only NATO member not to have ratified Finland's accession. This could happen within days, so possibly good news for Finland eventually. But of course, when Finland applied to join the alliance last May as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, so too did neighbouring Sweden. And both Hungary and Turkey have until now opposed Sweden joining the alliance. The Turkish government accuses Sweden of being too soft on groups that it deems to be terror organisations. It wants further concessions on that. Hungary also has problems with Sweden. So there's still some way to go before we can assume that Sweden's bid will be approved by both Hungary and Turkey, Clarence.
And then the love-hate relationship, I guess you can call it, Dutch city of Amsterdam launching a new campaign to discourage young British men from visiting the city. It sounds rather intriguing. Tell us more.
Oh, yeah, this is a great story. Now, you'd think a city like Amsterdam would be trying to attract tourists, not try and stop them from going there. But, of course, it depends what kind of tourists. Now, Amsterdam has a reputation, of course, for being, you know, a liberal party place. But it's been trying to get away from that image. And it's trying to prevent what it calls nuisance tourism, meaning people who go there for, you know, boozy breaks to take drugs or simply go wild. And this new online campaign is aimed specifically at, young British men, because they're the demographic of tourists who tend to cause a lot of nuisance. So now, when people in Britain search the internet using terms like stag party Amsterdam or pub crawl Amsterdam, a video pops up warning them of the risks and consequences of, you know, excessive alcohol and drug abuse. For example, the video shows young men staggering along streets, being put in handcuffs by police, being fingerprinted, and then having their mugshots taken. So the campaign is called Stay Away, and the message is literally, stay away from Amsterdam if you're planning on behaving badly. Now, the campaign's going to be evaluated and developed over the coming months, possibly being rolled out and aimed at tourists from other countries as well. But I guess we have to wait and see if the message first gets through to those young British guys, Clarence.
Yeah, and a long history of liberalism as a huge port city in Europe, of course. And, of course, targeting British young British men specifically. So welcome, everybody else. Young British men, you're not welcome in Amsterdam. Thank you, Helen Sini, producer of Inside Europe, our regular interaction with our colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Bonn.